Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to High and Mighty Live at UCB Sunset. Now give it up for John Gabriel!
What's up, shitheads? Thank you for coming out to the first live episode of the High and Mighty podcast. Pretty presumptuous of me to have a live episode as episode 17, but there's nothing to do on a Wednesday evening here at the UCB before Thanksgiving, so I thought, I don't know about you guys, but for me, Thanksgiving Eve is the biggest drinking night of the year. Right? Yeah? So I figured, why not get shit-faced? Because, you know, I was like, oh, I'll do a show, but I might as well make it a podcast. So, you know, multitask. And I said, oh, I might as well make it 60 shots of beer in 60 minutes to really multitask. Has anyone here ever done a power hour before? Has anyone here ever done a power hour since they turned 30? This will be my second power hour in 7 weeks. I did a previous one on one of my episodes. If you don't know about the High and Mighty podcast, go download it or whatever. But enough fucking around. We got to get to the point where we're wasted. Then we'll fuck around for a little bit longer. So let's get right into the power. Hey, is anyone... Look, I'm not a narc. I don't know anyone that works here. But does anyone maybe need like a small plastic shot glass for where they're sitting? Yeah, all right. Got them flying in here. Pass those around, Nick. Here, coming in over the shoulder up there. Keep it in. I'm throwing clear, tiny shot glasses into the crowd, so hopefully you can catch them. Here, pass these around. You know, like high school style, take one, pass it around. Go up there behind you. All right, I have a few more if we need them, but I actually am gonna need some eventually. All right, let's get everyone out here. Oh, it's such a weird combination. I want to talk to you guys, but I want to talk to my hundreds of listeners at home as well. So enough, you guys know who I am. I'm the host. I'm the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Yeah. Which I learned previously is a terrible thing to call yourself. Pretty much means you're the prison ass pussy, but I'm making my mother proud today. Oh, straight up. Oh, we should call Joanne during the show because she called me and said, I saw on Facebook, you can't do that. You will die. My mother's a nurse, and I'm 34. All right, guys, let's get our guests out here. Yeah. First up, my first guest is the president and CEO, one of the presidents and CEOs of the HeadGum Network, the network that my podcast is on. He is one of the two names in Jake and Amir, and he is very scared about doing a power hour. Put your hands together for Amir Blumenfeld! All right, yeah, wherever you want to sit. You want to sit next to me, hon? Grab the mic, though. You know how this works. You have your own podcast.
Wow. Oh, shit. Oh, we're okay.
All right, we're off to a great start here. We'll just do a little repairs.
If you're listening at home, I did moon the crowd. That's what the reaction was.
I think we fixed it. Thanks for that prank, UCB interns. Yeah, this is a load-bearing table. Amir, currently, how are you feeling right now?
I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm sober. I don't know if I've ever had 5 beers in my life, let alone in 60 minutes. I already lost my shot glass. Chris, I don't know if you're in the tech booth. I might have left it up there.
That's
if you
fine.
See one with...
We have more, Amir. That is subconsciously Amir trying to get out of doing any... I may have left my... Chris, if you need me, I could come up there and just sort of help out with the tech. But,
oh, I twisted my ankle. I don't know if I can drink.
I don't think I could do the mile this year, coach.
The mile.
All right. Our next guest, keeping with the, diversity in Hollywood. No black people. Don't worry. don't worry.
Don't worry.
Diversity, people are like, we should go. She is my sister from another mister, previous guest on both the Taco Bell and the Power Hour episode, and one of the funniest human beings to walk this fucking earth, Betsy Sadara! Betsy also brought a cooler of beer. Excellent work, Bets. Here, use this.
I'll use this.
Yeah, you're loud, but we should use that regardless.
Yeah.
Betsy, you've done a Power Hour before with yours truly.
I have.
And you've done Power Hours. That wasn't your first one.
Not at all. Not at all.
You see what I mean about that sister from another mister thing now. Cheers, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good to see you. Drink. Oh, yeah, good idea. and our last guest he's the artistic director of the UCB Theater. He chose this show after calculating some of the best comic minds in L.A. and making the L.A. schedule for this month, decided to put this show up. So let's give a round of applause for Mike Steele! All right. Don't put it on the table. Don't put it on the table. The table is not a load-bearing table. Mike Steele, also a guest from the... Renaissance Fair episode.
Yes, from the Renaissance Fair episode.
In case any of you even know that I have a podcast, I don't know why you might just be weirdos. I don't know why you're here. Guys, Mike, how are you feeling in preparation for a Power
Hour? I'm feeling good. I haven't done one in like 5 years or
That's
so.
But you're in your late 30s.
I'm your age. I did go to Penn State.
We are
Penn State.
I would never go there.
No,
God no.
Not even visit.
No, I guess I would visit.
We had a thing called pony races. No one.
Is that where you chug tiny beers?
Yeah. So they have tiny beers, which is like 7 ounce ponies. I don't want to drink a lot. So Penn State and a lot of schools would be like, well, instead of just having like a little bit of beer, why don't we have a race to see who can finish an entire case of pony beers? So that was the type of thing that would happen at Penn State.
Yeah, that's why I would never go there.
That is the only thing that Penn State is known for. The only thing that happens at Penn State is tiny beers.
Yeah.
And tiny beers boys.
And tiny children.
And tiny buttholes.
Look, we hate Sandusky just as much as everyone else. We all hate Jerry Sandusky.
But we kept our mouth shut! You're supposed to!
Ruined my Lions.
I'm already sweating my fucking guts out. So here's how it works. We're going to drink a beer every minute. Oh, no, wait, whoops. Every minute for 1 minute until we die. We're going to drink a shot of beer every minute on the minute. So if you're listening at home and want to play along, play responsibly. Make sure you're not driving. Make sure you're of age.
Currently driving?
If you're currently driving, pull over to play along. Last time we did the Power Hour, the noise we used to remind you to drink your next shot was a car horn honking. And the most amount of tweets I got was like, hey, if you're going to... I listen to podcasts while I drive, so if you cannot put horns honking... So this one's going to have police sirens, French bulldogs being run over.
Oh, my God. Where did you get that? What? What Foley artist made that for you?
Yeah. I know a guy. I know a guy.
He'll run over any dog you need.
It was two chihuahwas, but still, sounds the same
sounds
in the bed.
Like
it's an old Foley trick. You don't... All right, so let's fill up our first shots.
Okay.
Jay, do you have the intervals queued up?
Yep.
So previously, yep. He's like, I'm hitting it, and I'm going home to my family like a real person.
This is the night before Thanksgiving.
This is the night before Thanksgiving. Some of us have families in town. Some of people's families have come to the show to see their son-in-law do a comedy show.
Not exactly, Ma.
Sorry.
Hey, is everything okay, dude?
No, I'm working out some. I'm working out some shit. We'll get my mom on speakerphone.
Also, I want to look at the difference between your poor and Jake's poor.
Well, this
that's
is
Amir. I mean, Amir's poor.
That's basically the difference in our bodies.
Know. Yeah, that's to be like, fair. It's all proportional.
This is to scale.
Wait, that's how we're supposed to do it? No.
No, you do it however you want to do it.
I have to pace myself, or I'll die tonight.
If I'm lucky, I'll die tonight too. All right, on that note, happy Thanksgiving, you fucking Native Americans. This whole crowd is Native Americans, right? I requested that everyone be at least 1/8 Chippewa.
There was also,
everyone's going to college for free.
There was no reason to have any racism in the intros. You know how nervous it makes two performers to come out when you hear the host just like spouting some racist shit before you go on?
Oh, I apologize. You're on my podcast. You should know what you're getting into.
He's not the number two fuck boy.
I'm the number one fuck boy.
All right, so if you're playing along responsibly at home or in the theater, pour yourself your first shot.
Or across the seas, our troops.
Yeah, for our troops. A huge chunk of my listeners are Marine recon snipers.
Hey, turn that podcast down.
They're in the trees. There's no trees in the desert. All right. Guys, Jay... This is going to get gross. I'm warning you. We're going to have a hard time talking. There's going to be a lot of burping. I've already been farting. But hopefully there's enough surface area that we're going to be okay.
Do we drink at zero or do we drink at the first minute?
I think we drink at zero, right?
Wait,
it's a little
clock?
Anticlimactic to countdown 60.
Do we have a clock?
We don't have a clock. We're going to hear a noise.
Okay.
What's the noise?
Whoops, I'm already spilling. Jay, what's the noise? Hit us with the first round.
I love it.
Maybe. Sound of silence.
I think it's going to be a
heavy
bell.
Sound of silence.
What's that?
I think it's going to be a bell or something.
Okay, cool.
Literally anything, bro.
Spoiler alert. Well, let's just drink our first one.
And then we'll start it when we drink.
Yeah, start it when we drink, Jay. Thank you. I'm yelling at you. So we don't have to cheers every time.
All right. I'm going to try the whole time.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Jaws.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm already nauseous. That's one, boys and gal.
Thank you.
How's everyone feeling?
So far, great.
So far, good.
Have you been drinking at all today?
I've had two beers.
Okay. I've had two beers.
I had to think. How many? Two.
I've had a few beers. I stopped smoking weed at like 4 to get myself situated for today.
Perfect.
I'm like the reverse of an athlete. I'm like, well, it's 4 p.m. I better stop having carbs and weed and start transitioning into light beers. Mike, what about you? Any drink? I mean, I was drinking with you.
Backstage. I had one beer. I had one Bud Light beforehand to get things ready.
You got to have a warm-up beer. You're into this cold.
Yeah, I'm the coldest you could be. I don't drink beer. I don't really particularly like beer. You can call me the control group to see how it would affect. Like, I'm the chimpanzee that they're giving beer to see how he'd react.
And do you drink other beverages?
I'll have.
That's
our first
terrifying.
That's haunting.
I was told to sip to maintain my airflow, not having a lot of air or carbon dioxide.
Told to sip by who? Certainly wasn't me, dude.
My mom, yeah.
Your mom?
Your mom told you what to do at Power Hour?
Hold on, no. He's sipping his shot of beer.
I asked a couple of my friends who have done it before if they had any tips. I also Googled Power Hour tips. Number one tip, if you Google Power Hour tips, don't do the Power Hour. I think was the best bit of advice.
And that's from the FDA.
Yeah. But my friend, you know Billy, he's like...
Billy Scafuri.
Exactly. He's like, a lot of it has to do with burping and air take. When you take drinks, you actually take a lot of air. You want to sip it so that not a lot of air comes in because it's the burping that really gets you. I don't really understand.
You'd believe
it.
Billy because he's just like this built human, right?
Yeah,
like,
I'll believe anything you tell me.
Jacked guys are always the best at drinking beers.
Oh. Shit, I didn't pour my shit.
So at first...
That wasn't a fucking tip, was pour the beers?
At first, it seems like it's a long time apart.
Is it bad that my hand is shaking?
No. No, you're already done with your beer?
That's from last night.
But do you want a light?
Yeah, I'll take whatever.
PBR?
I don't think mix
but
it
at
up.
First, it seems like a long time between shots. And then, eventually, it seems like they're coming very fast. And that's just your brain fucked up from beer.
Yeah. I just accidentally mixed PBR and Miller Lite in the same
faux pas.
I'm trying to go for fucking full-on meniscus all the way up to the top, surface tension style.
That's 2 ounces. That's like half an ounce more than a normal.
I'm playing with a corked bat, brother. When your liver is as solid as mine is, you really need to break through the fucking cirrhosis barrier here.
Not filtering anything. It's like a dry sponge.
Yeah. I pissed like a handful of crystals right before I came on stage. You heard? I call it tinkling because literally it like tinkles as the glass hits the toilet.
People want to pay so much money for those too. No?
Yeah. People are buying my piss crystals on eBay.
Real John Gabriel's piss crystals.
It's like a geode.
Yeah, it's good if you have headaches or stuff. You place it on your temple, and then
balances you out.
How many do you think we've had? 30, 40?
How many? We've had, I think, 3 or 4.
Three or four.
The audience is also
at
this moment
track
going,
out there.
57 more
track. 4.
We have 4.
Four. Four. The audience at this point is like, oh, yeah, we do have 56 minutes left in this fucking thing. Like, yeah, power hour. Oh, power hour.
It's watching 4 people drink. Yeah. No bits, no stand-up, no improv. I wish I was watching a Herald right now.
This is fucking art, man.
Have you ever done the century, the 100 one?
I have...
You have? That's it?
I have. I've done it. I've done it.
You've done the century, which is 100 shots.
Yeah, in 100 minutes. It was a night. It was awful. I had a very hard time, but I did it, and then I fell asleep at the table like this.
Oh no!
That is the best way to fall asleep at a table, though. I've done the mega power hour where it's 60 minutes, but on 15, 30, and 45, you do a shot of liquor. And on 60, you finish a full beer.
Bruh.
Oh, God.
Oh,
just
God.
Saying full beer. Oh, that smells a lot like dumplings.
Did you
Where'd
have
you
dumplings?
Get them from? Where'd you get them from?
From the freezer, mama.
Oh, I love freezer dumplings.
Oh, yeah. Are we playing strip power hour? I don't understand. Yeah. How
Every
are you
six
losing?
6 minutes, you take off a layer as well.
Any multiple of 6, you remove one piece of clothing.
There's so much math.
Oh God. Yeah. To us, it gets quicker. But to you guys, maybe slower?
Yeah.
For us, it's like, oh, I can't believe how fast that went. So these people are like thinking about their Thanksgiving turkey recipe.
Yeah, they're like, oh, fuck the stuffing.
Have you ever done a lazy power hour where every 10 minutes you just have to finish a beer? And you just do it on your own pace, man.
Yeah, I call that going out.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, bro. Get sit down.
All right.
Amir.
Yes, dude.
Amir, do you get drunk?
I do. I do sometimes. I used to not very much at all. And then since I moved to LA, like in the last like 2 to 3 years, I've been getting drunk a little bit more. But it's never from beer. It's usually like
what do
I'll
you
have,
normally
like,
drink?
Whiskey.
Moscow Mules?
Sometimes Moscow Mules.
I love those.
Of Moscow Mules.
Yeah.
You drink whiskey?
I drink whiskey, yeah.
If you drink whiskey, you can handle 60 shots of beer.
You know what it is? It's not the alcohol content. That's why I'm choosing Miller Lite. I did my research. It is the lowest. That is our time. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, boy. Damn. It's not tasting better. That's for sure.
So it's not the alcohol. It's the carbonation. Because I also didn't drink soda growing up, and it really, like, fucks with my...
You didn't see a lot of movies growing up either, right?
Oh, mother didn't allow that, no.
Drink your goat's milk, Amir.
One shot of goat's milk every minute for an hour. The sour hour.
Can you grab a couple while you're over there, Amir?
I got some.
Oh, you got some? That's great.
So this should be, in theory, what, 5 beers over the hour?
Yeah, if it's 1 ounce per shot, that's 60 ounces. That's 12 ounces in a beer. That's 5 beers. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing 2 ounces, if you're sipping a beer alongside a power hour, which is an insane thing to do at the same time.
You just have like a secondary beer for a chaser for your beer.
Yeah, you have to chase. That one came on fast, huh?
Oh, shit.
What happened there?
Any napkins
what
happened?
You didn't bring out any napkins, water,
I
buckets.
I laughed and it went into my beard and nose.
Laughing will get the beer into your beard. Don't know what I'm talking about.
Deepak Chopra.
Laughing shall get the beer into one's beard.
It's completely axiom. Wasted.
Guys, does anyone else's eyeballs sweat a lot?
Yeah, my
eyeballs. Or are we crying?
Yeah.
Oh, you're taking off your first layer?
One you didn't layer think per beer.
An LA hot theater would be a good spot for a long sleeve, a sweater, and a denim jacket.
A denim jacket. That's the best
part. He put the jean jacket on backstage, too. He's like, this will be good, right?
This will be
I don't
good.
Think
this makes
so.
Sense.
This is probably best for me to wear while I do 60 shots of rotten gut and fucking beer.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I didn't even know High Life was a beer until earlier today. Cheers.
Cheers.
You never heard High Life? Or?
I thought that was Miller Genuine Draft, like enjoy the High Life. I thought High Life was like motto. The log line.
Right.
High Life, champagne.
I didn't know High Life was an actual type of beer.
Here's a quick beer aside story. I used to work at a bar on Long Island called McKeeb's. Named for one Irish owner and one Jewish owner, Mick Heebs. And
wait, it was called Mick Heebs?
Mick Heebs, like M-C-H.
You can name things that?
Apparently you can. It was Long Island. It's a Hofstra bar. Shit happened. I mean, no, everyone there was under 21. I was 19 as the bartender. I was the oldest person in the bar.
That's not legal, right? You can't be a bartender at age 19, right?
You can be a bartender below 21. I think
really?
You have to be at least 18.
That's a weird loophole in laws, right? Yeah. That you can do that? You shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't be allowed.
You blacked out for a little bit.
There's blood coming out of your ears.
Yeah, but that's been coming out all.
Oh, no.
These get less fun.
Oh, man.
At some point, the audience will start feeling bad for us.
Well, a major part, like a underlying theme in most of these High and Mighty episodes is who gives a fuck about the audience. And this is about as blatant as it gets. Podcasts are already so self-centered and ridiculous. Mine is about just things I like and me getting drunk with my friends. These I'm not even creative.
These aren't even plugged into anything.
No.
Yeah, it just we're all attached to each other.
These are all paid extras.
One of them's a mannequin.
The whole upper deck is mannequins.
A crash test dummy. Yeah, nobody here is real. Holy
shit.
Well,
that's actually the whole band of crash test dummies did come.
Oh, that's amazing.
They thought they were
going to
play.
Oh, yeah, they're background extras.
We have our instruments. You can't bring those in.
Oh. Once there was this bar.
Oh.
Thanks for cutting me off.
Those were all the
Oh, yeah, what was
the,
that song?
I think
what?
It was called...
Crash Test Dummy
I think it was called...
Was
Yeah.
But it's not like in a yummy... It was a sadder...
It was like, was thinking about stuff, right?
That dude looked like Eddie Vedder, if I remember correctly.
He had long hair.
Guys...
I gotta say, this champagne of beer tastes like shit.
Yeah.
It's way grosser than PBR.
All right, slow your fucking roll.
I gotta say,
I honestly did get offended just now. I honestly in my head was like, I always thought Betsy was so cool.
Oh no, that's what did it.
You're being a real twat.
It's actually true if you hate champagne as much as I do to call that the champagne of beers because.
Oh
I think
God!
Both
you okay,
like,
man?
Another microphone.
Miller High Life.
Gollum. Gollum.
Oh, all right. Lord of the Rings reference.
I like before I said, here's the swimming bow-legged women, you shout Jaws. I say Gollum, you say Lord of the Rings.
Hey, man, I know all the movies. Jaws, Mike, Lord of the Rings. Mike Give me another one.
Mike will be annotating this podcast.
That
for
was a Lord of the Rings reference. I'm going to go back to all your podcasts, re-record over them, just me annotating a reference.
Podcast commentary?
Yeah.
I would release a podcast if you did a commentary episode
it.
On it, and it would just be like a wall of fucking noise. It would be so awful.
Well, what Gabrus
is
saying there is...
Yeah, people would crash their cars for sure.
He's referencing Hey Dude from Nickelodeon. What the fuck?
People watch out for them jackrabbits and those killer cacti.
How many have we done, would you say? 8?
How many?
Yeah, it's weird doing...
12.
Oh, shit, I'm golden.
Thank you.
Who's keeping track out there? Raise your hand. The
Thank
Asian
you.
Dude. Are you drinking along, too? All right, no, okay. He's that kind of a good Asian.
A good Asian.
Bad Asians are like the Yakuza.
He goes there.
3 seconds to drink, so it doesn't look like I'm cheersing what you just said.
I'm just kidding. I fucking love everybody.
Hey, I'm
except for people who put on Facebook, send good vibes. I like everyone, no matter what race you are, if you ask people for good vibes on Facebook, fuck you.
What if it's like a sick parent and I need good vibes?
Hey, I fucking, yeah. That's something you just deal with on your own. You don't bring that, you don't bring social media into that. Yeah,
yeah. Deal with that on your own. He's dying. This is not good.
Look
and he's
me.
Told us multiple times that his body's not built for this.
He's not allergic to beer. I can't get
I've never
I have
had
to drive
before.
A school bus down to San Diego after this.
I drove here.
Oh, you drove here?
No.
Don't.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I always think of the beginning of the Saved by the Bell theme song. Okay.
Yeah, it does sound like that. I am having
next time. Next time, I'm gonna start singing it. If you guys want to join me, I think that'll be a fun little moment for the pot. You're
what
so
are you
mad at
sing?
Me.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Just let him sing whatever the fuck he wants to sing.
Okay, all right.
Just let him do what he wants.
Let him tire himself out. He'll be asleep by minute 27.
Amir's like the cousin who comes over the holidays and you give him an unplugged controller while you play video games.
I'm facing a poster of Mario. Yeah.
Shh, let him go. Let him go.
Well, we don't drink.
Wow, and now you
just drank that.
You're
forgetting
just
that
drinking.
I thought we were queued up right there for a perfect minute.
When I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking that I'm in on time.
John!
Yeah,
that's good.
All right. That was a weird part of Jaws. Remember that?
Yeah.
How do they know?
Who'd you guys think? Who
I'm
was
working
the hottest?
On a theme song.
Who was the hottest Morris. On Saved by the Bell?
Rory Schreiber.
Zach Morris.
Rory Schreiber?
Roy Scheider.
Who?
Not Jaws. Saved by the Bell.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Kelly Kapowski was not only the hottest on Saved by the Bell, she was the hottest girl ever
at
the time.
Yeah, Kelly Kapowski did weird things.
Zach
to young...
Morris. And then he was on Weeds.
Where did you come from?
And then he was on Weeds, and you see his ass.
Really?
On Weeds.
Like his whole
everybody
butthole?
Check it out. You see, you don't see butthole. You
he
see
holds his
ass.
Cheeks open.
He holds his...
Whoa, preppy.
The cold open of an episode of Weeds is Mark Paul Gosselaar holds his butthole open and they slow zoom in.
And then the camera
it's
comes out.
It's all right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, oh, God, almighty.
So that was yours, Betsy?
Kelly Kapowski was my favorite, too.
I mean, who else was even a close
once
second?
Once Tori showed up, though, what was her name? The leather
Tori.
Jacket chick?
Yeah. You know she was a twin?
She was a twin?
She was a twin.
Minnesota?
She was in a reboot of The Parent Trap made for TV where there were triplets. Does anybody remember that?
Yeah, we need to fact check. We need to fact check with the crowd. Betsy has these fever dreams.
Same Asian guy? That's correct.
Here's like, one.
I've seen every television show. That doesn't happen.
Here's one that I always, people are like, no, that never happened. Mr. Boogity?
What? Mr. Boogity, yes.
Mr. Boogity.
Mr. Boogity was a Disney...
made-for-TV
made yeah, Mr. Boogity, Mr. Boogity, Boogity,
yeah.
Boogity.
Yeah. And the Bride of Boogity. You remember that one? That's the one.
That's the one you made up.
No, it's so good.
Hey, we should come up with something we can talk about.
No, we'll watch the Bride of Boogity tonight.
I've looked for it.
We'll
I can't
do an episode.
Find it.
We'll do a full episode of High and Mighty all about the... Mr. Boogity, I'm slowing down here.
What if I make it to 60 and I'm still on the same beer? Then it's officially that I fucked up.
Yeah.
Or you have a magic
I
beer.
I wish I could really convey to the crowd how many texts and conversations we've had about this power hour.
You should
and not about logistics.
It.
Not about logistics.
Just
not
about like what time beer are you getting?
Yeah. Text today was what beer are you getting? I already talked to Billy about breath control.
No, air maintenance.
You should
airflow maintenance.
Airflow maintenance.
Reenact it right now.
All
right. You read yours and you read yours.
Like a table read, but really, really boring.
Like a table read, yeah.
So like a table read.
So like a table read, but even more like self-serving.
For the people at home, they're pulling out their phones. Amir has an iPhone 6.
Thanks, bro.
You have
iPhone
one of those old
5?
Boxy ones.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, God, that is our time. Thank you so much.
All right, Amir,
that one tasted good.
I'll read yours, you read mine.
Oh, shit.
What beer are you getting tonight?
I need to do some research. Parentheses, instantly uninvited.
Miller, I'm also that voice. Miller Lite, PBR, and High Life.
Cool, thanks.
You are definitely overthinking this.
LOL, you're the second person to tell me that. After Billy, who called me to talk about airflow management.
You're the man, Amir.
Can I add two names to the list for the show?
Sure thing.
Jesse Aaron and Chris Silver.
Steven Spielberg.
Shout out. And also, Pat Castles, if possible.
Is Pat here?
He just texted me.
Did Pat come out?
No, Asian guy. This is...
He just texted me. You can read this. I wrote this. It's fair.
Tell him he has to pay five... This is so... Yeah, now we're just getting into the minutia of who's on the list.
No, all right, keep going. Let's go. We'll finish this bit, at least.
All right. Tell him he has to pay $5. Ha-ha.
I'd split it with him.
133 if we go three ways.
Here's the Jewiest response ever. $1.67, actually.
It's true. It's true. Five out of three.
Def down to go double Dutch with you.
Double Dutch is kind of a funny way to say split things three ways, yeah. I think.
Don't explain your jokes being read by me.
Fair. Your friends are on the list. XOXO. Thanks. Just not Castles.
Perfect. Still not sure if you're serious about Castles, but I'll see you soon.
That's a thing. When people are funny, you never know if they're being serious.
It's hard. It's hard to communicate.
John says, I couldn't get him a comp. Seriously.
Is it sold out?
Don't think so. I had to buy my family's ticks.
LOL. Jesus.
You get 15 comps for your show.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I lied to my own family. You get 15 comps for your own show?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Man. We're generous.
I bought my fucking
UCB loves
tickets.
You, man. UCB is a great organization.
Don't touch me, dude.
I think it's fair. After 11 years of performing here for free, I get $60. Wait, not even. Mm-hmm.
You've now lost money performing at UCB for 10 years.
Yeah, honestly, if I would have dug holes for the government during that time, I'd be just as wealthy as I am now. Should we wrap that bit up? Because the rest of the show is just pictures of each other.
I think it's over. It's over. We wasted too much time
on this.
It's
fine. I immediately regret pitching that bit.
Yeah, I have a bunch of anti... Yeah, let's get a couple.
I got a bunch over here.
My shit's mostly anti-Semitic tirades at that point. Just true ideas about Zionists and stuff like that. Are you taking photos or are you FaceTiming?
I took a photo. Oh, shit.
Oh, my.
Oh, fuck. What was I going to say? Yeah, it wasn't important.
Drink more.
Okay.
Pretty meted out.
Yeah, you can't come across as more of a rapist at that point, brother. Amir, drink more. Fall asleep in an Uber. My Uber.
You know what I don't like is like at the end of the night when someone's like, I'm going to buy you a shot. Oh, don't be a pussy. Drink it. But they're not seeing the good part of, like, me drinking a shot. They're just saying, like, you feel worse tomorrow. Feel worse, dude. Aw, you pussy.
Yeah.
It's like,
right, because you're doing a shot at the
end of the night. The night's over. I'm just going to feel worse. There's no pros.
I have a hard time. I hate when anyone else calls anyone a pussy about drinking. I mean, I hate the word pussy in general.
Have you seen the movie?
Because a pussy is, like, literally one of the best things in the world.
Yeah, that's not an insult, dude.
Have you seen the movie The Boy Next Door starring J-Lo? Anyone?
Is that about the stalker?
It's amazing.
This isn't also a made-up movie. is that
2 minutes into it. I'm going to continue. 2 minutes into it. What's her name? Kristen Chenoweth? How you say your name?
Chenoweth?
Calls J-Lo a pussy.
2 minutes in?
2 minutes
like,
in.
Like,
and
the
they're
credits
like,
go?
They're
boy
old,
next door.
They're like best friends, and they're both like adults. And she calls her a pussy.
What's it in reference to?
Because J-Lo doesn't want to get divorced from her husband who is cheating on her.
And divorced you pussy.
And Kristen Chenoweth goes, oh, you're being such a pussy. It's so weird.
It's like you don't go on a roller coaster.
It's the greatest movie ever made. Everybody should watch
it. Seeing Kristen Chenoweth say the word pussy must be like when you saw your dad cry for the first time. Yeah.
It really upset Aaron Sorkin. Didn't they date?
I don't know.
Hey, Hollywood gossip here on High and Mighty.
But everybody should watch Boy Next Door. It's the greatest movie ever made. I saw it three times in the theater.
So many.
That's genuinely upsetting.
How many beers do you guys think you've had?
Who cares, you fucking pussy? by the way, just to take back something I said before, this High Life doesn't taste that good.
I think it's skunky.
Like, we just started drinking this. This tastes terrible.
I think it's skunky.
And I've enjoyed High Life before. It's always in a cool bottle.
Being like a bowling pin bottle make it way cooler.
It makes it cool. Look at this. Established 1903, traditions never fade. It's a cool can. But it tastes like fuck.
Yeah, you think after the next buzz, should we call my mom and see if she answers?
Yes, call your mom.
I'll call my
We should all call all of our parents.
Well, I'll call your dad.
You call my dad.
Call my brother.
I'll call your mom.
Call my mom a bitch.
I wish I could call.
And I'll knock you out.
Very complicated.
I just want to call Joanne and tell her I'm alive.
But we're only halfway done.
Ugh. Is she awake this late?
It's also 12:15 at home, so in New York, so that should scare the fuck out of her.
Oh, no.
Shh. Don't let her know we're in a theater.
Hello?
Joanne?
Scooty?
Scooty? No, call me John, please. Mom, I'm calling you from the theater where I'm doing that power hour you told me not to do. Well, I'm halfway through. As a nurse, do you have any advice to get me through the last 30 minutes?
Yes. Pretend to drink it.
Pretend to drink it. But, Mom, what if everyone calls me a pussy?
Well, you'll be alive at least.
Now, Mom, is being alive really that important?
Is what?
Is being alive really that important? Happy Thanksgiving, Joanne.
Happy Thanksgiving, my love.
What are you...
Call me tomorrow so I can get the credit card.
Now, I just want to make it... I'm not like one of those trust fund babies. I'm going to give you my credit card info so you can buy my brother's plane tickets and I can get the miles, correct?
Correct.
And we're Catholic. All right, Joanne. What's that?
It's a win-win for you.
It's a win-win for me. I get my brothers to visit, and I get to pay for it.
And maybe you might have a surprise visitor coming with them. Never know.
Mom, you're not allowed to come. It's just boys' weekend. Come on.
All right.
All right, Joanne, go back to sleep. You have to cook turkey for our family tomorrow.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Don't drink too much.
Don't drink too much? Act like you've been there before. Thank you, Joanne. That minute bell means I need to drink another shot of beer. All right, good night, my love. Bye-bye.
She sounded so tired.
It's not until you're 30 seconds into a bit phone call with your mom that you realize she's a hardworking, widowed nurse who did a 14-hour day today and has to wake up and cook dinner for 10 people tomorrow. It's not till that moment that you go, hey, I don't need to involve you in this comedy bit at all.
Oh, no.
Oh, turns out I'm not the center of the universe. Hey, Joanne, fuck you about... I'm just actually concerned about your health and well-being.
I suck my dick, lady. I'm 34, Mom.
Hey, Mom, I'm calling you for my comedy show. These people love my self-indulgence. Oh, fuck. I did not expect that.
Are we at the halfway point?
I'm having a hard time, and my burps are smelling worse and worse.
What are we at? What's the number?
47.
27?
Oh, we got to be kidding.
So we're not at the halfway mark?
Oh, boy.
Mark!
Asian, help us. Are we at the halfway mark or not?
Come on, dude. Do the math for us. 27 minutes. Oh, fuck. I'm having a real rough go here. But I'm only getting stronger also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing well, but I feel like I'm funnier. I just need to be louder.
That was sweet. Your mom is a... I've never met your mom.
You've never met my mom?
I don't think so.
Well, we gotta fix that. Mom, here's someone who's in between acquaintance and friend, Mike Still. To say about someone you've known for 12 years and performed with every week for 3 years.
You won't give him the friend badge yet.
Dude, Everybody's my fucking friend up here at this table.
When I wake up in the morning.
You are spilling everywhere.
Amir, are you on the same beer?
I resent the accusation. But I am at the beginning of my second beer.
You've had 28 sips from your first beer? That's impossible.
No, this is my second beer. Are you guys on your third?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is third.
Four. I don't know.
These are all dead.
Math-wise,
these are all.
For me, this is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm trying to pace
myself. Oh, don't bring up running, please.
I'm already sweaty enough.
I did a 5K once.
Is that true?
Yeah, 27:10. That was my time.
That's pretty solid for, 3.1 miles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 9-minute average? What happened to that John? Where is he?
I ate him in a weird ceremony. When I decided to take his soul, I had to eat the 195-pound Gabrus. Guys, I've lost 4 pounds. Oh, fuck.
Woo!
For those of... I'll just do this. I've lost 4 pounds. I'm down to 306. Not a phrase you
306?
That's so funny.
My goal weight is 275.
John, what was your max weight, if you don't mind me asking?
The most I've ever weighed was 310.
310?
Yeah.
Okay.
About a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I actually looked up how beer is actually considered very high in carbs. It's like eating 7 slices of bread per
each
can.
Beer?
That's what I read.
Per beer is 7 slices of bread.
Maybe if light, light beer is...
So you're saying I've had thousands of slices of bread?
You were also just eating slices of bread backstage. So you're
you're getting ready.
Thanksgiving.
It's Slicegiving.
I fill my cargo pockets with slices of white bread and jam them down. I think I said this on the podcast with Betsy, but this is the most amount of alcohol I've had without smoking weed in a long time.
You said you were smoking weed earlier today.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't smoked weed since we started.
Does anyone remember their first power hour? Anyone?
I actually can remember my first power hour.
This is my first power hour, yeah.
We did one in high school once that wasn't that exciting, but then when I went to Orlando for spring break in college.
Nice. Yeah, dude.
It was the first year I was dating my now wife. Yeah, give me a round of applause. But I had previously planned a spring break with my best friend, and we were going with a group of girls. But I had been dating my now wife for like 2 months, and I was like, hey, we're a new couple, but I'm going to go to spring break with 7 women you've never met before.
Oh, you invited her.
Yeah. You want to come with? Actually, she was going on spring break with a girlfriend of hers to stay at some dude's house that she was friends with from back in the day. So we're both getting weird. But we did a power hour, one of those classics. This is... Never mind.
I started to put the mic up to my mouth.
You were just getting around to say the first thing. We made a Power Hour CD, a mix CD.
Those are the best.
Yes, we had those.
Anyone out there make a Power Hour CD in your life?
Who here has a Power Hour mix?
We had those.
Really? Not that many people.
I mean, these days everyone's on Spotify.
Everyone has their Spotify Power Hour.
YouTube has specific ones. Like you look up Power Hour.
And what happens is every 60 seconds the song changes, and that's how you know.
Yeah. My friend Sanford, who's a friend of the podcast who gets shouted out in some negative way every episode, made a mix CD of 60 of the best 1 minute chunks of our favorite songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did it with that, and then we drank a gallon of Carlo Rossi cooking wine.
Oh,
what? You should.
God.
That's not good.
Cooking wine.
Yeah, we didn't know.
That was olive oil.
We didn't know.
He was literally like,
there's no point in our lives where that knowledge shouldn't be in your brain.
We were like,
It starts getting faster.
I never had wine at this point. And he's like, we should get some wine. We should have some wine on this while we're here on spring break. I'm like, oh, wine sounds good. He's like, this is cheap. And he grabbed just like a big jug of Carlo Rossi. And it was like $11 for a gallon. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is a great deal, dude. And we just drank that. We're like, oh, wine doesn't taste great.
Oh, man. Wine fucking sucks, bro.
Wine sucks. Although the real reason, because now I'm getting loose, the real reason I never drank red wine is because my dad was an alcoholic and drank red wine, and I hated the smell of it. Now I fucking love it.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Now
we are at the halfway point, everybody.
Now I love it, and I'm your dad.
No. And there's red wine in you. Come over here.
Come here.
What are your guys' Thanksgiving plans?
I got a fried turkey from Little Dom's.
Little Dom's. Little Dom.
Betsy, that makes it sound like you're just eating a fried turkey tomorrow by yourself.
It's just in a styrofoam container.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to eat it in my car outside of Little Dom's.
Picking it up at 11 a.m. and just sitting there.
That's
for
a good
hours.
4 hours it'll take me to hammer that bad boy down.
It's been 3 years I've been trying to get this goddamn turkey.
What?
They sell out so fast.
Is it like Roadrunner?
It's 3 years I've been trying to catch this turkey.
One time it went through a rock.
I've been trying to drop
it through a fucking tunnel. Another time it led me out and I looked down. It's like enough already.
Even
with this
my
turkey.
Roller skates with rockets on them. I couldn't
Didn't
get.
Work.
I've been trying to get it for. Do they have like a waiting list?
No, they just have a certain amount and they sell out so quick. But I got it, you guys.
When did you order it? In October?
November 1st.
September?
Fuck, I don't even want to call and response anymore.
But that's my plan.
What's your plan, Mike Still?
I'm heading down to San Diego.
Ah, whale's vagina.
I was going to just say that.
The Anchorman movie.
Yeah, please shut
up. Anchorman!
Anchorman!
Lord of the Rings.
Those are
going down to San Diego to see some family. It'll be my first family Thanksgiving in like five years. Ever.
Since the ages of 7 through 15, I had to go to daycare on Thanksgiving.
They didn't want me there.
I don't want this giant redheaded beast home.
Gonna spoil our Thanksgiving again. No way.
Don't remind us of our mistakes. Who in your family lives in San Diego?
I have some cousins there. My mom's a twin. So her kids are there. The twins' kids.
The twins' kids.
Twins' kids.
Your mom's a twin?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it so they're like our half identical? Siblings.
They're or? Identical. So it's like half. I have four siblings.
You have a backup
three
mom.
Three siblings. What's that?
You have a backup mom.
A backup mom. Backup mom.
Should anything happen to mommy, you have auntie here.
Exactly. She's like a Jango Fett. She...
Star Wars!
Star Wars! Star Wars episode 2.
The best one.
Best one. The most action.
It does have a lot of action.
It's a lot of action the whole time.
Honestly, after Phantom Menace, anything was feeling good at that point.
Yeah.
Do you know I cut school? I left before physics senior year. Mr. Leacock's class.
Leacock.
Mr. Leacock. If you want to be a dick teacher for your name to be Mr. Leacock is the best. Hey, if you're listening, motherfucker, I heard after me and Mark broke that geodesic dome you had, that reflective dome, and you made us give you $200, you didn't fucking buy a new one by the time my brother went to this school.
He's been it. What?
Oh, you, Mr. Leacock.
He fucking kills himself.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. No. Leacock is like a mentor to like 40 inner city youths. Yeah.
What?
Fuck you, dude. Well, I heard you spent that money on turkey for fucking underprivileged youths.
He hears the podcast and knocks him over the edge.
Amir, what's your...
Sorry. Sorry to paint that
Honestly,
image.
Honestly, that is one of the missions with the power hours for a few people to kill themselves, whether they're here or not.
Oh, no.
There's a few people. If you're listening, you know who I'm talking to. It's time.
Oh, God.
Consider this your sign or whatever the fuck it takes for you to have
if the
moral courage.
If you're on the
courage.
Fence, make the, do the right thing. Leave some extra stuffing for your family tomorrow.
Leave some extra
on
stuffing.
On Thanksgiving? You wanted That's to do so it on Thanksgiving?
I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. Nice. A little quiet time.
I mean,
that's
so
fucked up. Nobody.
This has gotten dark. Very dark.
Nobody should ever kill themselves. Yeah. Moving on.
Hey.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Yeah, spending with my family. They're driving down from San Francisco.
Your family lives in your family lives in Thanksgiving?
Yeah. They're stuck. They're stuck on November 25th.
Your family lives in Frisco?
Bay Area, yeah.
The Bay Area, as they say. If you say San Fran, that's something that people know you're not from the Bay Area if you say San Fran.
Oh,
right?
What's the cool way to call it? The city?
I don't know.
The city.
I don't know. I was there. And
are you from San Fran, motherfucker? Judging me? Where are you from, bro?
Bro, I'm from Strong Island. But is anyone here? Oh. Is anyone in the crowd from Long Island? All right, one.
Colorado? As I guess,
you know how you know he's from Long Island? Because he yelled earlier for no reason.
Anybody from Colorado? One whistle?
One bird. One cardinal.
One tiny bird.
Anyone here born in Delaware?
You could have yelled that in Delaware and got the same reaction.
Just Joe Biden being like, yeah, me.
I'm from Wilmington.
I'll do Amir's for him. Who here's from Israel?
Don't raise your hand. It's a trap.
Whoever raised your hand, grab
follow
them.
Me, brothers. Grab them.
No, we're going to go on a nice train ride.
The fact that only two of these are mine is really telling.
Yeah, this two is just... of those of yours and this.
Yeah.
So you guys have had four and I've had two? Yeah, is that about right?
Yeah,
probably.
It's not really a power hour. It's just an hour in your case.
I mean, I picked two of my friends. Amir, I picked you to be the anomaly. I picked two people I knew who were, and I know they take this as a compliment, monsters. These guys are monsters. Functioning member of society.
We're all doing great.
Who do you think will get more drunk? Me drinking half as many beers as you, or you drinking twice as many beers as me?
That's a good point.
I've never been drunk.
What was your episode two story?
My episode two story?
Yeah.
And my episode one story was I cut school and went and saw the and walked out of the movie theater saying what I'm assuming most people did on May 19th, 1999.
Perfect.
Maybe it's setting up a lot for the other movies, or you know what? We should see it again. Although the double lightsaber was cool, like we were rationalizing so hard since we dedicated our whole fucking lives to this trilogy.
Terrible film.
Terrible movie. And I didn't even see the third movie in the theater.
I got detention because I skipped school to buy tickets for it, and then I was on the evening news. There was a video of me like going up and buying tickets for it. The vice principal saw me and he's like, "You skipped."
That's Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That goes to the Dodger game.
That was a Dodger game? Shit.
And then, when I wake up, let's go on. When I wake up, but then the guy, someone, so I got detention.
Friends,
my mom she signed my slip that said it was okay that I missed. And then someone gave her hate mail because they heard that she signed a slip that said it was okay that I missed for episode one. My mom got hate mail. Are you all right?
Hello. It's also your mom.
Wait, you got hate mail?
My mom did.
Got hate mail?
Yeah, because someone told her that she covered for me skipping for episode one in my senior year.
Holy shit, from her twin?
I did. She got hate mail from my aunt.
You sure it wasn't meant for her twin?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. They have the same address. They're twins.
Anyone else's faces really hot?
Wait, you asking if there's beautiful people in the audience?
No, my... I can't feel my face. Who's hot in the audience? Who's hot, single, and can keep a secret?
Up in the crow's nest.
Just kidding, my wife's here. You fucking... Scumbag.
Forget the hot part. Who can keep a secret?
I just want to tell someone something fucked up. I'm pretty sure my babysitter molested me.
I think you're asking for a therapist. You're asking for a therapist. There's a lot of great therapy in Los Angeles.
Anyone in this crowd a therapist and just want me to shout some
Who can keep a secret? Yeah. I need a therapist.
Why am I the way I am? Because my fucking dad worked nights.
This is the darkest High and Mighty of all time. We had like a fun one we talked about.
This
the rent
is not
fair.
The darkest High and Mighty either. No. That's the sad part.
What's the darkest?
Yeah, what's the darkest?
The one where I went to a psychic.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I haven't done that yet.
You got to do that.
I actually love that.
I am going to do an episode about dead dads because it's a huge part of my life.
It's okay.
All right, let's try to keep it light for a little
bit longer. Jesus Christ, man. Trying to have fun.
This audience isn't drinking at all, and we're drinking lots.
Well, here's the thing. My two brothers are some of my best friends. And
so you had a lot of trouble putting a can down.
I had to like watch it go down like it was a claw machine in an arcade. I was like,
"You're like all Rob
right,
the robot."
All right, I got it.
Whoa,
you Rob the robot from the original.
You have a stuffed
NES.
Animal on the way back.
Are you Are you shouting out Gyromite? Right.
Gyromite.
The Nintendo game where you use a robot instead of remote.
Yeah. Who here in the crowd is over 30?
Losers.
You should be with your families.
Be preparing for tomorrow.
Who in the crowd is under 25? Holy wow. shit. I saw okay. a 40-year-old dude casually raise his hand.
40-year-old.
Now's my chance.
Who here hates applause? Oh, perfection.
Look, I have half a beer poured. I'm not going to be a dick, all right?
Oh, remember the game Perfection, the fucking stressful game where yes. you put the shapes in it? Oh, my God. I yes. still get stress dreams about that shit.
You get stress cream? Stress cream?
Yeah, I have stress cream.
You get stress creams about mixing? Asian dude, how far in are we?
43. Oh, wow. Shit.
Only 17 left.
Holy shit, that's way more than I thought it was going to be.
We're doing great. Thank you, sir.
Everyone's doing, thank you, sir. We're doing great because of him. He's mm-hmm. Also, Kat, just a you know question out of nowhere, Asian dude, do you know CPR? That's perfect.
It still works. It still works.
I'm not even trying to do a bit. That's the most Asian answer. He's like, I'm going to be precise about it, man. And like, I do. It's not as brushed up as it should be. I can't even finish that sentence. I honestly just started to feel weird about being racist for the first time in my life.
Wow.
Really?
It just happened
really?
Now?
It's because you said something anti-black, anti-Jewish, and anti-Asian in 43, 44 minutes now.
I'll say this, though, Gabriel.
One each? That's pretty low.
You've made me reconsider my strong stance against racism because you do it with such aplomb.
I'm here in 2015 to say it's okay to be sort of racist.
Yeah, because you do it in a fun way. You're not like everyone get out. I'm Donald Trump kind of guy. But
I'm
like,
not. Here's the thing, and I'm so tired of this shit. I'm not racist.
that's
something
so
no one has
this.
To say unless they're racist. Anyone who says I'm not racist is immediately labeled as a racist at that moment. But I get a lot of shit because I describe people by the way they look. And it's like that...
Yeah, you know, if there was like one black guy in a room and he did something, would you be like, oh, that black guy did something? Or would you be like, the guy in the black shirt
I'd be
did
like,
something.
The tall guy in the short, curly hair? No, I'd be like, yeah, the black dude.
That would make him feel great.
Oh,
it's that's
time.
Considered insensitive.
Is there one
some.
Black guy here we can all play this game with? There's not, unsadly. Fuck, man, my fans didn't turn out.
I'm getting pretty drunk.
I'm starting. Yeah, how is that? Let's go. Let's check in with the people. Let's downshift from racism to
sexism.
To sexism.
To sexism.
What's your favorite way to overpower a woman?
Oh.
Betsy, stop. Unless, of course, it's how you like to be overpowered.
that's empowering.
I'm not a misogynist, but since I'm stronger, I should be able to get whatever I want out of people.
Oh, shit.
How are you feeling right about now, Boots?
Like, I'm feeling pretty drunk.
I'm
it's
pretty.
Great.
What's a context clue for you to tell that you're starting to get kind of drunk?
My eyes, they close.
So sometimes when you're tired, you're like, am I drunk or am I tired?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to win anything here. Actually, I'm trying to brag. But I've gone to literally the tippy top on every one of these.
Yeah, you're killing
2 ounce shot glasses, which is 60, which is 120 ounces, which is 10 beers in 1 hour. I'm a disgusting monster. Yeah.
10 beers.
Mike, are you
my
feeling
God.
A little drunk?
Yes.
Please do an
Sorry,
Aaron
yes,
Neville
I am.
Impression.
Yes.
In case you're
I am feeling drunk. I am, yeah. You know, all these beers made me drunk.
What?
Makes sense.
No, we should be drunk. I'm just wondering if there's a clue inside your body. Is there a biological marker where you're like, this is how I know I'm getting drunk is...
And I think that, like, especially like beer drunk, you get warm, you get like...
The hot face.
The full, you get a little bit floaty.
And standing up helps you point that out, right?
Okay, so you have a lot of listeners. You have hundreds of listeners.
Hundreds
Help
of listeners.
Help me out with this. I feel alone in this thing that I'm about to tell you. When I drink, sometimes I'll start sneezing intensely.
Don't look at me, man. I fucking
here.
Relate
Help
at all.
Help me.
I have one glass of whiskey on Yom Kippur, and that's it.
You actually don't drink or eat on Yom
Kippur.
No,
yeah.
So.
You atone, motherfucker.
Yes, dude.
I'm from Long Island.
Well, I start sneezing intensely, especially when I leave the house after drinking. Has anyone experienced this in the room right now?
No.
All right,
no
if
way.
Anyone else has experienced, email me.
What about this? If anyone
All
else
my life.
Room, if you're drunk, does do you take way longer to come? I'm just kidding.
Care about coming. I'm worried about
who
sneezing.
Gives a fuck about coming. I sneeze,
bro, like a maniac.
Amir, are you feeling at all? Hold on.
Christ.
Oh my god.
Amir, are you feeling at all drunk, sir?
I'm like 4 out of 10. I think I paced myself too much.
I think you
4
did.
Out of 10.
Well, here's the thing about a power hour. Not a lot of people know. You're not going to feel that drunk at the end of the hour.
Yeah, it's the following hour.
Because minutes 18 through 60 hit you 1 hour after you leave.
Yeah. So if we're out front talking to you, we're going to be like, bruh!
Yeah. Or if you're my in-laws who are staying at my house,
yeah,
you're going to hear a lot about my theories as to what we could do about Syria. Or if you're my Uber driver. So you're not feeling that drunk, Amir?
I'm feeling pretty tipsy, but I'm not wasted, no.
No, okay.
So, but I've had 3 beers. This is the most beers I've had in my life.
What's really? How much alcohol would it take you to fuck a fat guy? Hypothetical.
Oh, fuck. We have 10 minutes left, right?
49. All right. 49. Holy shit. Can I have another I'll drink the High Lifes.
I don't give a fuck.
I
mean, we got other ones.
I'm a human dumpster. I'll drink the High Lifes. I've said this before on the podcast, but I found out that I was a good consumer of things when I was in elementary school, and I would stand by the garbage can as other kids were throwing out their lunches and eat all the scraps.
Do me instead.
I literally would take chicken nuggets and
put it in me.
My mouth, not the trash can.
I'm the can now.
I literally would
reuse. My
I
mouth.
Would take garbage off their plates. I would take their chocolate milks and just chug chocolate
gross.
Milks.
Dear God,
gross.
Man.
Good.
Yo,
night.
In hindsight, it's like a really sad poor kid thing to
in
do.
In hindsight, in foresight, in regular sight.
But when I was doing
sight.
It, I was like, I just love chicken nuggets.
In hindsight, it was sad that I ate garbage.
Ugh.
Why didn't anybody think so at the time?
Are we drinking too large of shots? Because it seems like a lot of beer cans.
What do you mean when I fill it up to the top like that every time?
Guys, also, this is a Fireball whiskey shot glass. And I guess there's an L on it because if you collect them all, it can spell Fireball.
Oh. So there should be two of those.
Can you imagine being that human?
Nothing says I'm a 34-year-old male like a commemorative Fireball shot glass.
You loser.
Your wife just left.
Yeah, she drinks a lot of Fireball.
Oh.
She's upset with me.
It's all right.
I knew what was going to happen. I knew what I was getting into. This is all for the listeners and for the crowd. Guys, we should have a moment to just say thank you to the crowd for coming out.
Thank you so much.
For something like this. That couldn't have been worse time.
Did it ring? Wait, did it ring? I didn't hear it.
It did ring.
It did ring?
It did?
Why did we not hear it?
Why are you trying to get out of it?
I'm not trying to get out of it. I'm just saying, why did
it not ring this one time on minute 49?
Me and Betsy also didn't hear it.
I did not hear it either.
It rang.
Okay, cool.
You rang.
I drank it.
Yeah.
If you guys could eat anything right now, what would it be?
Wait, if you guys could what?
Eat anything right now.
Oh,
like
my drunk food and my hangover food is the same thing.
What is it?
Chicken noodle soup. Mine was more Jewish than what your joke was.
My joke wasn't as Jewish as your
yeah,
reality.
That's correct.
Chicken noodle soup?
Yeah, yes.
That's like you're drunk and you're hungover thing?
When I'm drunk, I really crave it. And
you
when I'm hungover, I really crave it. I
like
the hot
chicken
sodium.
Liquid?
Yeah, the chicken liquid.
I like a big glass of hot broth.
That's right.
If you guys can have what do you want? I mean, I know Betsy's answer, so I'm just going to let Mike talk first.
Yours is Taco Bell, right? Both of yours is Taco Bell?
Of course.
I love a good, like, pad thai.
Pad thai.
That's
with what? Tofu? Chicken?
Oh, chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Chicken is the best
in pad
thai.
You're wrong, dude.
If you asked me and Betsy what we wanted to eat on Thanksgiving, we would say Taco Bell. Yeah.
You guys love it? Have you got
Taco Bell is the answer to most of mine and Betsy's questions.
Have you guys gone to Taco Bell together?
We haven't yet. Oh, well, we
go
did
down
the
Western. There's the one at Western and fucking, you know, by the McDonald's.
We try not to enable each other too much besides drinking.
I try to play it cool.
Yeah, we try to play it cool. Betsy and I are colleagues, so we don't want to let each other too much into our dark worlds of hammering down cheesy gordita crunches in the dark of your apartment in a full squat in the corner.
Full squat?
Just squatting in the corner by the quilts. Just jamming down.
Yeah, you're hitting quilts. You have a bunch of quilts in the corner?
We have a quilt corner
tons
in my
quilt.
House.
Quilt.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, another 2-ouncer. Here's a question.
Owl.
Here's a question for the panel. Who has to piss super bad?
Oh my God, I don't have to.
I
don't?
Actually am doing all right.
I have
really?
To.
I'm so
give
glad.
A round of applause for Mike, everyone.
Woo! I swear. Something I was very worried about, my urine situation.
Here's a genuine question. Who in the audience is really bored and regretting the choice that they come here?
Woo!
Okay. Just
let's figure out what we should put up at the theater.
Just a mere. Can we make this an official poll for the theater?
Yeah.
Do y'all drink coffee, caffeine?
Coffee, not caffeine.
You have
5 Red Bulls every morning when you wake up. You're an elf nut.
Yeah. You're awake and shake.
5 Red Bulls through a straw.
Do you don't have coffee?
No, I'm saying I'm starting to get into coffee, and I feel like the same way I do with alcohol during at night is what I feel with caffeine during the day.
Yeah, that is the nerdiest fucking thing you could have said.
Hi, Tip.
That was Mrs. Gabris. Yeah, that's right. She's that fucking hot.
Yeah.
I'm funny. That's how fat guys get to fuck hot girls. In case you were wondering.
It's either funny or money, right?
It's funny or money. I have the former and the latter. I'm doing podcasts on your network.
You can't even afford a ladder.
I'm not even rich enough to hold a step ladder, no less the ladder of the former ladder. I'm losing this mic like my erection fast. I'm just doing a shot of beer.
No.
Wow. A mid-reason.
What are you
party
doing?
Party animal. No,
that was a legit panic.
You brought up your penis and you took a shot.
I felt weird about the bit about my wife being hot and I backpedaled. And
you don't have to have another one now that it rang. You can
no,
just say
I
you
do have
one.
To have another one. Tradition.
Tradition.
Penn State. Yes.
Wow.
That was insane.
That was crazy.
Is that a thing they do there?
No.
Tradition. Holy shit, I feel like human garbage.
That's what you drink like... for moments like that.
Who's your favorite Penn State alum?
Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek The Next Generation. Commander Riker, number one.
Wait, Riker was a fucking...
Riker was a Penn State...
What
Larry Johnson. So glad you asked.
Who's your favorite alum from your college?
Oh, Berkeley?
Yeah.
Jason Kidd? Oh, no. Lamon Murray.
Lamon Murray. Oh, it's one dude over there. One Berkeley dude.
That guy gets it.
You guys can play hacky sack later.
This guy was a Clippers fan in the early 90s.
Oh
my God. How many left do we have, Mark? 56?
Can I change my answer?
24 more.
We're doing it. Century Club, you didn't know that.
It's a trick.
The managers are like, let's wrap this fucking thing up. My liver wants to wrap it up. Bets, where'd you go to school?
I went to a school in Colorado called Western State College.
Do you
Western
have any famous
State
alums?
College? They're,
the dude who like created, what's that, Fiji Water?
Oh, Fiji Water's great. There's a little picture of a beautiful place behind the water and it makes you want
to
drink it.
Fiji.
The guy who created the most obnoxious water company.
No, Voss is the most obnoxious water.
Yeah, Voss is the most obnoxious.
He went to my
Fiji's
college.
Great. I'm all for
Fiji's
it.
Cool.
It's a box with a, it's a diorama.
I'm straight up, by the way, I know I'm drunk because I've lost full strength in my neck. Like, I literally was like,
you're like a baby.
I literally just felt myself, just my head swinging around. That's why I know I was wasted. I was like, Betsy's talking? Amir's talking? I feel like the Phil Collins claymation video there. There's a dated reference.
Wait, what video is that?
Which one?
Land of Confusion. Someone back me up on that. No, not Sledgehammer. That's Peter Gabriel. That's
Peter Gabriel.
Kill yourself!
You call that being helpful, asshole?
You pussy.
Thanks for paying to come to my show, you piece of shit.
He's trying to save you by just yelling something. You can just agree.
Yeah, I've been drinking tons of beer. He's being patient. we yell at him.
I went to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, and our most famous alum are Rick Smits.
Oh, the Dunking Dutchman?
The Dunking Dutchman.
Went to Marist?
Went to Marist College.
Why?
I don't know what that
and
is.
Bill O'Reilly?
The Dunking Dutchman?
Shit.
Bill O'Reilly?
I'm not even trying to be facetious. I think the third most famous person is me.
Holy shit, let's give it up for John Gabris.
That's
amazing.
Third most famous alum behind Rick Smits and Bill O'Reilly. Oh. Who, by the way, were on the basketball team at the same time. Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly was a basketball player?
Yeah, alley-oops to fucking Rick Smits all day.
Wow. I didn't know
that. Guys, Amir just got drunk for the first time in his life.
Yeah. How old were you when you got drunk for the first time in your life?
12.
Wow.
Oh, that is so young.
So young, man.
At Jared, what was his last name?
Fogle.
Jared Fogle's funeral? Wait, what?
That is so fucking drunk.
At Jared Fogle's
he was 31.
Wife's christening.
He was 31 and so...
At Jared Fogle's wife's communion.
Oh, my God. No. Betsy, how old were you?
I got drunk for the first time at a bar mitzvah.
Oh, mazel tov.
Mazel. L'chaim.
Oh, tada.
That's very nice.
I think I was 15. Just like at a house party and I lost my shoe.
You lost your shoe?
I didn't think you'd say shoe.
Did you ever get it back?
And I lost my shoe. Oh, okay.
Not in front of
the
kids.
Is this the last minute, Jay? Oh, is this the last one?
59.
Oh, this is it.
Thank you, because we could have gone all night.
We could have just kept going.
I bet he was like, guys, you still had 36.
Okay.
He's like, oh, you want to make that Asian shit come up? All right. You're at minute 36, assholes.
36, 49, they're all perfect squares. How old were you when you got drunk?
Man, I was 15, man. 15.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I drank half a bottle of Absolute Citron.
We were drinking Boone's Farm.
I took Absolute Citron from like the little bar display at a bar mitzvah, drank it in the bathroom, and then puked fire for like 7 hours.
Holy shit.
Didn't tell anyone, didn't tell my parents, didn't tell anyone at the party, just went home that night. My mom was like, how was Jared's bar mitzvah? I was like, fine.
Great.
Huh? And then hey, I drank. Last one.
Last one.
Last one. Guys. Hey, let's make this toast. Let's make this toast to honor. Jump on her, stay on her. If you can't come in her, come on her.
How dare you?
What?
That was awesome. I feel like we're part of Al Bundy's No Man Club.
Holy shit. The show has another 40 minutes in it, just so you know.
Yeah.
That's not true, is it?
This is like an hour and a half splot.
Splot?
Splot.
The classic... 90-minute splot at the UCB.
I feel bad that I didn't drink as much as you guys. Maybe I should keep going.
I think you should just keep going.
I think we should all just keep going. Who gives a fuck?
All right.
Have you ever...
six people clapped. Everyone else was like, we have stuff to get to.
Yeah, we got to...
Oh, really you guys sick. Have lives?
61.
61. This one is to the fucking...
When I say 61, what do you guys think?
60.
Roger Maris.
Yes, dude. 61 what? Asterisk, bro.
I thought you were making
asterisk, bro. One of my favorite made for HBO films.
I thought you were making a sex reference, and I really quickly realized. Yeah.
61
you
is when you.
And I feel like
it's
an asshole.
It's when you sit on someone's face and hit their and suck their genitals, but they're not involved at all.
Yo, 61 asterisks.
You're the six, and they go one like this. It's when you squat over a mannequin's face and really go to town on its crotch.
It's crotch.
It's crotch. It's mannequin crotch.
It's mannequin time.
It's mannequin time, baby mannequin 2, electric boogaloo. Whoops.
That sentence is fucked. You said baby mannequin 2, it's electric boogaloo, and then burped into the mic.
That sentence will be recorded for fucking ever.
Yeah, man.
On the High and Mighty podcast, which if you guys aren't subscribers to, go to iTunes
Yo, right now.
Amir is my
Everyone, take out your phones. Amir, pull up the Purple Podcast app.
Yeah. Amir is the CEO of fucking HeadGum.
Don't say CEO because that's actually not what my title says.
You're Jewish and you're my boss, so I just assume you're all the way at the top.
I'm the CFO.
Of course.
Clavin.
Guys, on iTunes, rate me 5 stars, and really fucking rip me a new one in the comments, and I will read it on future episodes.
That's
something I'm doing. Rate me, give me 5 stars, write the most offensive thing you can about me, and I will read it on future episodes. You're not actually my friends, right? You're just here to be in some weird-ass shared experience. It's a weird thing to say to an audience.
It's so sad.
You're not actually.
I'm talking a lot about friendship tonight.
I'm talking to you three.
Yeah, really a lot about friendship tonight. I thought we were close. Guess
guys,
not.
where can... let's just do a plugs portion of a podcast in interest of doing fucking plugs and shit.
Wait, that's got beer in it.
I know, I'm going to drink it.
Okay.
Get your own beer, baby.
Betts, that was my
Betts,
beer.
I know. At Bert, fine, drink it. Yeah, give me that. At Bert, at Birdie So Dirty on Twitter, right?
That's it.
Why Birdie So Dirty?
I didn't make it.
Is it Birdie So Dairy?
You didn't come up with it.
How
Birdie
do you say
so
it?
Dirty.
Birdie So Dirty. B-I-R-D-Y S-O-D-E-R-D-Y. Because Betsy is so laid back that when she gets cast in a TV show, they pick her Twitter for her.
Is that true?
I didn't do any of this.
She doesn't do anything.
That's
actually
amazing.
Don't follow Betsy on Twitter. If you're going to follow anyone on Twitter, follow at Mike Still.
No, I don't have much. I just retweet political stuff. So just like, I'm using my bully pulpit. But like, hey, just follow me on Instagram because I take pictures of things.
All right, what's your Twitter? What's Solid your Instagram? Instagram?
At Mike Still. Still at Mike Still. Still.
Mm. At Jake and Amir on Twitter.
Let me say this much.
Do you have any regrets about picking your Twitter name? And attaching your...
I'll tell you right now.
12-year roommate.
I hate to blow this load on your faces this late in the game.
Oh, please, dude.
But
now's
the
time.
Well, the way you put it, want it.
She's away, brother.
Twitter's dead, and Snapchat is the box they buried it in. That's right, people. Snapchat is the wave of the future. Nobody uses Twitter. Nobody uses Facebook anymore. I hate to tell you this much. We spent 7 years investing in a dead medium.
Matter.
Nobody reads
Snapchat
it. Nobody likes it.
Snapchat is how the next terrorist attack is going to be organized.
I don't want anybody to follow me on Twitter. Unfollow me if you're following me on Twitter. Everything is moving to these instant feedback.
Are you Amir Bloom on Snapchat? B-L-O-O-M?
That is correct.
Guys, also, if you want to hear other people in their mid-30s rail against social media, this is your time here. If anyone knows... Whoops. What did I spill?
Nothing happened.
At the same time I hit this mic, someone in the crowd went, John.
I heard that too.
Call to John.
I hit that, someone went, John, and I went,
hey,
what did I do?
Name this movie. Call to John. Call to John.
The second Beaches.
What?
Beaches.
Does anybody know this?
Terminator 2.
That's correct. Terminator 2. Call to John. I know this hurts.
$25,000. Just find Amir after the show to ask him for the money. Guys, I can't believe this. We really did this. And we couldn't have really done it. I mean, we could have done it without you guys.
It
would have been easy.
It would have been
easier. So easy.
It would have been less awkward.
Oh, yeah.
We
so
all
much
feel
better.
Way better about ourselves that you guys came out and participated in this. Or at least watched it and are going to go write a paper for your psych class about what's wrong with current human status. I'm John Gabris on Twitter. No H's in anything.
Is this the end of the show?
Whoa!
Fuck you!
No, she said Chuck Amir.
Oh!
Chuck Amir.
Liquid going back into the can.
Holy shit, that was way colder than I thought it was going to be.
You got a brain freeze.
I've got legit brain freeze. My teeth hurt. I guess those happen when you don't brush them or floss them for 12 years.
Do you guys floss before? Do you guys floss before or after you brush?
You do it after because you get the blood away.
I brush my teeth in the morning And that's it. I've never flossed. I only brushed once a day for the last 20 years.
Is that true?
My mom used to be...
You go to bed having had three meals, and then you just fall asleep with that much food in your mouth.
I wish I went to bed only having three meals.
Ah.
I go to bed meals, six joints, and a handful of fucking chocolate milks and beers deep.
I go to couch.
By the way, the ending of this show is a total asymptote. It's like it keeps getting closer, but doesn't ever have time.
Yes, I get that.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Total asymptote.
Ladies in the crowd, if you want to show your asymptote, now's the time.
It's like Zach Paul Dressler. Wait, what's his name?
Mark Paul
Gosselaar.
Zach Paul Dressler.
Zach Dressler is a guy,
a guy who took comedy class at UCB like 8 years ago. And now works at BuzzFeed. Zach Paul Dressler. Guys, before this gets any weirder, please go home to your families. Thanks for listening to the High and Mighty Podcast, shitheads. I'm your number one fuckboy. Thanks to Amir, Mike, and Betts. Give yourselves a round of applause for sitting through this whole thing. And I'd like to say either I'm sorry or you're welcome, depending on how you felt about this whole thing. Still can't read you guys, but thanks for coming out. Please spend some time with your family and be thankful for whatever the fuck you're thankful for. Good night.
Yeah!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.